What is up, diehards? Wes Monell in the building for AWOL Sports with Paul Durfee, Dill Monell, Leo Holmes. We're hanging out talking NBA. We got the playoffs. We got some great players to talk about. Let's get straight to it. Dill, your boy Jason Tatum comes up big in the first round over a former MVP, a finals appearance. I mean, Giannis has been the man in this league. And he got dethroned in the Eastern Conference. That's your boy, man. What do you think of Boston in that series, and specifically Jason Tatum?
Oh, man. I mean, of course, we got the natural love for Jason Tatum. You know, Duke, best college in the world. We all know that already.
Little city, baby.
Exactly. And so it's just awesome to see him continue to develop in front of our eyes in the postseason here, right? So he's kind of get to carry over, all the momentum he's had for the past, I'd say, two seasons at least. So it's pretty cool just to, again, see a superstar kind of grow in front of our eyes, whether people recognize him as a superstar or not. I think this playoffs will kind of change people's minds, you know, leading his team to the Eastern Conference Finals, putting up the numbers, getting his teammates involved, and obviously Marcus Smart coming back today, heart of the team there, he proclaims, and everyone else kind of supports him as well. And Horford coming back. So I think it was just a perfect storm, and in combination with a superstar like that, they got a good recipe here, to take on this gritty team in Miami.
They do. They do, man. I was impressed. I was surprised that Boston was able to pull that thing out, even without Chris Middleton. No one makes excuses. You roll out with whoever you got. That's just how it goes. War of attrition. It's part of sports. I still didn't buy the Celtics. It's probably because of recent history. They kind of had this, tendency to come up short in the playoffs when they're favorites. I didn't buy it. I'm not sure I do. I'm not sure I still buy it. But, Paul, a guy that a lot of us like, I know you and I, we're big Brad Stevens fans. But this team is playing way better defense. They look to be playing, and maybe even, depending on perspective, surpassing expectations for their roster. That there's not much turnover change that I think is notable. I mean, about the coaching change, man, I just kind of want to hear what you have to say.
I think we were all surprised when Stevens was kind of just left his coach job and but decided to stay in the front office. And Udoka's kind of got some steam late, like, oh, this guy's could be a top candidate. And I think with the same roster it's kind of been the last few years, you kind of thought like their ceiling is like that first round team that might win a series, but then they'll never make it past the second round. That was kind of like how they were built. And there were even questions at the beginning of the season, should we break up Tatum and Brown, or because they kind of play the same position, like, do we need to break it up and try something else, kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, like middle of the season, they just went on this absolute tear and were playing with number one defense, and they were just blowing teams out. And they came up from like the 7-8 seed and moved all the way up, and now they're probably they might probably be the favorite in the East now, considering, Miami, they just took home court from Miami. So, I mean, it's just crazy to see their rise. And it just shows that, when you have a top defensive team, and then when you already have that offensive talent around you, and then the way that Jason Tatum's playing and rising up, and, Jaylen Brown and him are playing against each other, playing off each other. And, obviously Marcus Smart's kind of like the glue to the team. And then you got Al Horford coming back, and you didn't really expect much from him. And I thought he played great in that last series. And, I think he even had a 30-point game, one of those, and he was dead on from threes. So yeah, they've gelled, and they have great chemistry. And now we're just seeing the result of it.